This is Podcut. My name is Hugh Coon. Episode number 190 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. Lock it.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it. Lock It Challenge saw users lip sync and dance to 2017 Charlie XCX song, Unlock It. If you cannot get the song Charlie XCX's 2017 song out of your head, no worries. We got you covered. Lock It Up offers complete home, auto, and commercial safety solutions. Some of the most effective security measures. Using strong passwords, locking sensitive documents, training employees, etc. Cost next to nothing, and you will find free or inexpensive security tools on nonprofit websites dedicated to data security. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to data security, and what is right for you depends on the nature of your business and what type of information you collect from customers. Remember, with a heavily focused framework like Lock It, a little goes a very long way. Do yourself a favor and double-check what you are locking up as locked down. Check for errors and see which locked files are being complained of by errors, and grab the IDs of processes holding those locked files. Use the LSOF command to get the process ID of the processes holding lock files. The command above will provide details about the process using the lock files. As mentioned before, lock files are used to stop two or more processes from using the same data. Lock files are locked by processes in your root file system. So if sudo apt upgrade shows a few warnings and no output, it just means there are not any processes using these locked files. After this, delete your lock files and run the sudo apt update command to check whether you have fixed the other commonly occurring bug in Ubuntu. If command is anything else, you can terminate the process then delete the lock file. If a previous apt command was not stopped correctly, then lock files are not deleted, and thus the lock files block any new instances of the apt-get or apt commands. When the apt or apt-get commands are executed, they generate the lock files at several places. When the command or app updates the system, or installs a new piece of software, it locks a DPKG file. The easiest way to prevent anyone from accessing your desktop is to lock it while you are away, as you would not close any programs closing any files that you are working on. If you leave your computer without locking or disabling, this poses a security risk for both yourself and the university. Require employees to put files away, log out of computers, and lock file cabinets and office doors after their workday. Use password-activated screensavers to lock employees' computers after a period of inactivity. Even if the laptops are being used, consider using cables and locks to anchor the laptops to the employees' desks. Require files that contain personally identifiable information to be kept locked away in a locked filing cabinet, except when the employee is working on a file. If you wish to control the way that your cards are used, only lock down controls for transaction types you wish to protect. This way you can be assured that your cards are used only where and when you wish. When you lock your controls to ATM transactions, your card cannot be used to withdraw cash, deposit money into your checking account, or get a credit card cash advances at an ATM. When you lock the online purchases control, your card cannot be used to make purchases online, through mail orders, or over the phone. Nerdy tip: locking a credit card is no substitute for calling to have the card cancelled if, in fact, it has been lost, stolen, or used fraudulently on an ongoing basis. Even if your card has not been compromised, you may want to strategically use the card locking function for other reasons. The idea is that if you lose a card, you can lock it, or, in effect, disable it. Also, if you are using just one card on a regular basis, you could lock all others, just in case. To start a direct lock, or cancel your lock, use the mobile app from your card issuer, or sign into your online account to turn the toggle off. Check with your issuer or their website to find out whether or not you have a card lock, and how yours works specifically, since locks function in different ways depending on the issuer. Sensitive information can be further protected by requiring you to use a token, smart card, thumbprint, or other biometric, in addition to your password. to log into a secured central computer. When receiving or transmitting credit card information or other sensitive financial data, use transport layer security encryption or another secure connection that
protects information during transmission. Advocates fear tactics such as these will evolve into complete data breaches that allow for theft of identifiable patient information about abortion providers. Anti-abortion groups may be focusing more on physical protests outside clinics rather than using cyberattacks on abortion rights advocates and groups. Abortion rights groups have faced down anti-abortion activists who for years shut down their websites, stole providers' and patients' information, and used telephone location data to publicize anti-abortion materials to people visiting Planned Parenthood clinics. Abortion rights groups have been flooding computer security company Cloudflare with questions about how to better protect their data about abortion providers, said Alyssa Starzak, Cloudflare's global head of public policy. If Vanita taps on this, it locks my phone, so take care before installing because you may not be able to remove it, and it will keep having access to your phone's info and the permissions you gave when installing. If you get an error like DPKG front end is locked by another process when running a step in method 0, there is an extra step that needs to be done. If these two are locked in politics, this is all we will be hearing all night.
Episode 190 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Hugh Kuhn. Adios.